Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm John Ledyard from thedraftnetwork.com, along with Trevor Sikkema, also from thedraftnetwork.com, here on a beautiful Monday morning, a mock draft Monday morning, Trevor, and it does feel good to use those exact words as we are now, what, 5 weeks out from the NFL
draft? No way.
It's March 18th. Can you even believe this? This is madness.
Oh, wow, it's my birthday next week.
Wow. How old are you going to be? 28, right?
Yeah, I'm the old dude.
I'm 29. I can confirm there's really not been much.
Wow, difference. You're old as hell, dude. You're washed, yeah. Brother.
Oh, wow. I've been washed, bro. That happened well before 28, trust me.
Wow, really? 5 weeks away.
What day is it? What day is your birthday?
The 25th. It's next Monday.
Oh, wow. So literally a week from today. Okay, so yeah.
I can't believe we're 5 weeks away.
1 week from you being
from Endgame.
5 weeks from Endgame, and we're going the night of the draft.
Yep. Yep.
Despite the fact that all of our advisors.
Can I pick Thanos number one in this mock?
You can if you want. Our advisors have vehemently said not to stay up all night and then try and do a draft show of the second and third rounds the next day, but.
Nobody reads warning labels, anyways. All right, let's do this. Let's do this mock.
Here we go. Arizona Cardinals in this mock. It is what we would do with a little bit of a realistic mixture, at least.
So we're going
for me,
back and forth, right?
You can be as wide as you want. You. Yes.
We're doing individual
correct.
Mocks.
Dueling mock drafts. We do this once, at least once, maybe twice every year. We do dueling mock drafts. So we will both pick for the Cardinals, separate mock draft boards, separate mock drafts, and you can decide which selection or which full draft you end up liking more. So Trevor, I'll allow you to go first, sir, and choose for the Arizona Cardinals.
This one's still pretty easy for me, even though Terrell Suggs was an interesting pickup by the Cardinals to kind of complement what they want to do on the edge, at least get a little bit better on the edge. I still think Nick Bosa is the correct pick for them at number one. You can't look at this and look at the roster currently and think, we don't really need Nick Bosa. I think in the real world, they probably sign Terrell Suggs and the rest of their guys because they want to give themselves the freedom to potentially pick Kyler Murray. But I'm not about to have them pick Kyler Murray because they already have Josh Rosen, and that'd be dumb. So Nick Bosa it is.
You know, I could pick Nick Bosa and be the same as you. And I'm not even doing this for because it's different, because I think Nick Bosa is a great pick, obviously. But it feels like Quinnen Williams and Nick Bosa are the most under-talked about, obvious top two players in a class I can remember. Like, nobody even cares. Like, we're just done talking about them. Like, even I thought maybe when Nick Bosa didn't kill the combine, I thought maybe people would, like, be like, we're dropping Nick Bosa. Like, that wasn't a great combine. He was fine, but it wasn't, like, amazing. I thought people were going to – and nope, nobody even cared about that. They don't even care to rip him. They just don't want to talk about Nick Bosa at all. So – both are great picks. I think Quinnen Williams is an unbelievable football player. I think the Cardinals have even more of a need on the interior defensive line. I think he'd be a dominant player for them right away. Nick Bosa is obviously a great pick, but I'm going to change things up, be different, and go with Quinnen.
All right. Okay.
San Francisco 49ers, your pick.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
DK Metcalf.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Listen, brother, here are the 49ers wide receivers right now. Jordan Matthews, Marquise Goodwin, Dante Pettis, Trent Taylor.
So they like little guys, and you're giving them
if
a
you give them DK, it changes the game.
Okay, I can respect
I think
that.
It totally changes the game for them, especially right. When you pair it with Kittle and some of the dynamic running backs they have, you know, Tevin Coleman coming on the team. I love that offense now with DK on there. So.
And with some of the moves they made, I think cornerback and safety are probably their biggest needs, and they're really not – I mean, they got D Ford, so you could still use an edge rusher for sure. But, in my scenario, Nick Bosa is coming off the board now with San Francisco. So I pair Nick Bosa and D Ford together, and I think that's a dominant duo. So I feel really good about those two picks – or that pick for San Francisco, but at the same time, yeah, things have unfolded in such a way this offseason, the wide receiver – is easily a need that could be addressed. They aren't going to take DK Metcalf, in my opinion, but this is what you would do. So, Now it's what you would do for the Jets.
I'm going to give Quinnen to the Jets because the idea of pairing Nathan Shepard long-term with Quinnen Williams makes me very happy. And even though I think that they need edge help, Quinnen Williams, like you said, is it's basically 1-2 with him and Nick Bosa as the best players in the class. And when you're looking at it, pick the best players. Quinn Williams going to the Jets.
You know, this is an interesting spot for me with the Jets because I really do think they need a pass rusher, and there's some good ones on the board too. It feels like they're kind of building around the offensive line, or trying to make some changes in the offensive line that are going to make a difference there. So I'm really torn on this one between Josh Allen and Jawan Taylor. And they went up against each other this past year, and Jawan Taylor won the matchup. So mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Jawan Taylor, number 3 overall to the Jets. They get their offensive tackle. I feel like that offensive line is on the way to being pretty good group for Sam Darnold, which is huge for the Jets. They really need that, and for Le'Veon Bell as well. So it's a double investment there in terms of taking Jawan Taylor. So I like him come off the board at number 3.
Raiders still need edge help, and this one's kind of easy if Josh Allen is there for them. I'm looking at the other guys on the board and some of the team needs, and it's just like the glaring need and the glaring really, really good player. So Josh Allen, this is pretty easy for me.
Okay. I agree. It is quite simple. They have a huge need at pass rusher. They did a lot this offseason, but that wasn't one of the things that they did. And Josh Allen is still on the board. So this is kind of a no-brainer. And really, Quinnen going number 1 overall makes the first couple picks, I don't want to say simple because there's other ways it could go. But yeah, I think that definitely unfolds things in a pretty easy way for a mock drafter. So Josh Allen to the Raiders at number 4.
So this is what we would do, obviously, and people know that I know the Bucs pretty well, and I don't think this pick's going to happen, the one that I'm about to make. Ideally, I think the Bucs would like to trade down, maybe not too far, but maybe around pick 10, 12, something like that, because there's plenty of good players they could possibly have. If they stay at 5, I think they're going to take Devin White, but man, if I were them, I'd take Jawan Taylor. So I'm going to take Jawan Taylor here at number 5 for the Buccaneers, even though I really don't think it's going to happen. This is what I think should happen.
Okay, I can respect that, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. Devin White would be, if I'm guessing what they would do here in this situation. I have a really close friend who knows a lot about the Bucs. You may know him, and he sometimes co-hosts the podcast, and so I trust him when he says that.
Literally a nobody, so no, I've never heard of him.
Well, I mean, he tries. He puts a lot of effort in, let's put it that way.
Does he, though?
I mean... Okay, sure. Good points. Good, great points across the board. I'm gonna have to think about all of this and take it into consideration. But it's what I would do here in this situation, and I am going to go with Brian Burns and give the Bucs a pass rusher because.
Oh man, see, did you read my article that came out this morning?
I actually did not. I'm sorry. I should have. This is really bad luck for me.
This helps. No, this actually helps because right. I wrote an article this morning, guys. You can go read it over at thedraftnetwork.com. And I did 5 mock draft simulations, and I talked about 5 picks that I really liked that were kind of like out of the ordinary from like the normal variance that goes into the mock draft machine. Brian Burns at 5 to Tampa was one of them, and I like it. So
I mean, I do too. Nobody talks about that, you know, taking an edge rusher. But
it's a really good segue into my pick for the Giants at 6 because it's Brian Burns.
Wow. Okay.
Look at that.
I mean, it definitely fills the biggest need for them.
Well, you know, fills the biggest need with the top 10 player. Wow. What a concept.
We're getting into very
Dave Gettleman.
Intriguing.
Probably
going to
blow
here.
It somehow. Probably going to take Josh Jacobs at 6, honestly.
Right. Now, if it's what he would do, we really got to think about ways that he might blow it. But, it's not. It's what we would do in these situations. So, edge rusher is a huge need, but. Man, now my top 3 are off the board now at this point. So looking across at the positions in need, corner, wide receiver, now it's a wide receiver. Could this be DK Metcalf in a surprise? I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
I'm going with Cody Ford. I think it's a tiny bit high for Cody Ford, but I think he fills a need. I think his traits are great. Finish developing him, and the Giants will actually have a really good offensive line whenever they do decide to value the quarterback position.
Oh, man. I think the Jags' biggest needs is at edge, but I don't love Rashawn Gary or Montez Sweat going this high. And even though they just signed Nick Foles, I'm going to give him Kyler Murray.
Wow. Calamari coming off the board. Impressive stuff.
I still like Calamari for Jacksonville. I really do.
Man, this is tough for me. Jacksonville's super tricky because you're right, edge, but hey, I just took a couple off the board. And what they would do is not, I mean, I feel like Rashawn Gary fits, you know, what they would do for sure.
Probably,
Montez Sweat makes sense for them. I mean, there's a lot of scenarios I could see them kind of going through and making work. But for me, I mean, man, I wouldn't have him that high. So trying to think here. Offensive tackle could be a need for them. They need a right tackle. I don't really see Jonah Williams as a great scheme fit. Cody Ford and Juwan Taylor already off the board. I don't think Dillard either. They want to run the football, man. Dillard didn't come from a football running background at Washington State. They hardly ran it at all. So this is an interesting spot for a lot of different things to unfold. But for me, I'm going to just be totally off the wall and go with the tight end, TJ Hawkinson. Let's establish the run. You've got a great run blocking tight end. Oh, by the way, you want to throw the football as well. Hawkinson is pretty elite at that as well. So to me, he really fits. Jacksonville is the biggest need for them. I think you could argue that one for sure. But I think he's definitely in play to the Jaguars at number seven.
I think the Lions would love for an edge guy to be able to fall to them here at eight. They also have a really big need at corner. They have somewhat of a need at tight end, but I don't, and you know, obviously assign Jesse James. He's not like this like guy who changes the offense and everything, but the fact that they have Slay makes me really comfortable with giving them Byron Murphy. So that's what I'm going to do, because Slay can play on one side, Byron can play the other. We were kind of skeptical about, you know, Byron's combine wasn't as good as we thought, but his tape's really great. And so that's why in a situation like this, even though, you know, you're picking a CB2 at eight, okay, but he's playing opposite Slay, and now all of a sudden you've got two really good outside corners. So if fixing the other side of the field at cornerback is what you want, Byron Murphy's the guy to do it, I think, for Detroit. And I like this scenario for him, so I'm going to put Byron Murphy at eight.
Interesting. That is, I mean, that is their biggest need for sure. I agree. Will they trade back to address it? I don't know that, in, you know, and obviously in real life, I don't think either of us see a corner going at eight, but maybe we're wrong. I don't know. I mean, feels like Greedy has some concerns that Matt Patricia maybe wouldn't be down with, and maybe DeAndre Baker too. So that could kind of limit their options if they're looking to
That's what I'm saying, there. You know, like Byron's the dude who fits their, like what they would want, I think. Yeah,
culturally for sure.
I really like that fit, but.
Yeah. So Hawkinson's off the board for me, which is who I would probably give to Detroit if he were on the board, but he isn't. Cornerback's a need.
Wait, where did Hawkinson go?
I just took him for the Jacksonville. Remember, we're doing two different ones here.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry. I'm trying to keep up.
So for me, when I look at Detroit, I say, man, like, I think cornerback, tight end, and edge could all be good, but I don't like the corners here. I don't know that Noah Fant is their type of guy, per se. And I don't think that the edge group is... No, for Detroit, they would take Sweat or Gary here. But
yes, for me, they would.
For me, I don't know that I see that. Looking around at the options at this point in the draft, I think I'm going to do something really off the wall, brother. I think I'm going to go DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf to the Detroit Lions. Kenny Golladay played a lot in the slot last year.
What?
They need a third wideout. I don't think Amendola is going to survive.
What?
Best player available. Going with DK Metcalf. It's Metcalf with Golladay in that slot playing a lot in there. And you've got Marvin Jones on the outside as well. All of a sudden, we got our skyscrapers out here, man. Matt Stafford's going to have a heck of a time throwing to these dudes. I'm telling you. Watch out for this Lions wideout.
I mean, that'd be great. I mean, it sounds like a team I'd draft in Madden, but let me tell you how the teams I draft in Madden go. Not well, and I usually restart the franchise like 5 weeks in. Buffalo Bills. Can't imagine Bills.
Having that little success with building a franchise.
Buffalo Bills. This one's a fun one, and I actually really like this one, because when I looked at Buffalo's depth chart, not a lot of pass rush coming from the interior, and a guy that I studied last week pretty in depth is Christian Wilkins from Clemson. And after I watched him in, I learned a lot more about his background, where he came from. I knew he was highly regarded at Clemson off the field, but you learn about really where he came from, and just how everyone speaks so highly of him, and the dude just loves football. He's going to be a guy who a lot of teams love. He's going to end up being a top 15 player for me, and I think that he has a legit chance to go in the top 10. I'm taking him here at 9 to the Buffalo Bills because, man, I'm telling you, Christian Wilkins has some Gerald McCoy in his game. You know, how they both shoot gaps, how they're both quick off that first step, and how they both love to penetrate with that swim move. Man, that's so. I've watched Gerald McCoy for so long, and I just see so many Gerald McCoy flashes in there, both the good and the bad. So I think that Wilkins is going to end up being a top 15 pick because of it. And so I like him here for Buffalo, giving them something they don't have.
Man, I think that's a good pick, actually. I know I a couple weeks ago we were arguing kind of on this. Is Wilkins going to go that high? And you said he's going to. And I was like, nah, that's too high for him. And I still stand by what I said. But I do think if there's one team who messes it up for me, it's Buffalo. Because he is their type of guy. But another guy who's their type of guy is Jonah Williams. And I don't think Buffalo solved the issue at right tackle with Ty Nsekhe. I don't think he's only played like parts of four games at right tackle. Like, he's a left tackle or a left guard to me. I think he's going to compete to start a guard for them. I don't know that he's the answer at right tackle, that you should count on him as the answer at right tackle. Jonah Williams has played both sides, culturally fits what they do. I think he's going to be very reliable. I think there's still some uncertainty about Deion Dawkins. Which side is he best on? Is he a franchise left tackle? Bringing another offensive tackle when you have a young quarterback like Josh Allen makes a ton of sense to me. I think it fills a big need for Buffalo, so I'm going Josh Allen to the Buffalo Bills at number 9. You're on the clock with Denver, sir.
Did they lose Brandon Marshall?
Yeah, they're cutting. Yeah, they cut him.
So they have two inside linebacker needs.
Correct? They did re-sign Todd Davis, I believe, last year, but I don't think he's like a, oh, we have Todd Davis, so we're not drafting this guy type of player.
Right, because...
Yeah, this one's obvious.
I'm thinking QBs or linebackers here. This is what I would do, right?
This is what you would do, yeah.
Devin Bush.
There it goes. Okay, Devin, I'm going to go Devin White to be different. They are deadlocked on my board.
I picked Devin Bush above Devin White. Let the record show.
Yeah, this is hard for you. Who are you? You actually are higher on White, right? You have White ranked higher on your board?
Right now I do, but I'm going to have to go back and really too. Look at just these two guys.
Yeah, I need to, before
the draft comes.
They have the same score. Even after athletic testing, they have the same score because Bush actually tested better than White across the board. And I
Bush
wasn't
so
expecting
good.
That.
And he's got Both that like he's got that mullet thing going on where it's like a mullet up top, but then like the mullet in the back is dreadlocks.
It's pretty outrageous in the back.
And it's like, I mean, you combine that with the fact that he stomped on Michigan State's logo when they pissed his teammate off. Yeah, yeah. Like, and he's super athletic.
Both of them play really edgy. Both of them are very edgy guys.
Big fan.
I'm going to go with Devin White to the Broncos at number 10.
Okay.
Obviously.
Bengals, I'm going Devin White to the Bengals then.
So. Devins go back-to-back for you.
Yes.
Interesting.
Big devs.
I'm going to go with Noah Fant here, honestly. I think that the Bengals...
Wow, really... are you sure? They re-signed, you know...
Eifert again, bro.
Tyler I. Eifert.
Oh, no. On a Monday. On a Monday morning, he got him. Oh, no.
Tyler I. Eifert.
Noah Fant to the Bengals. They get a tight end to go with that weird cast of weapons that they have that might work someday. I mean, every year it looks great on paper. John Ross, AJ Green, Tyler Boyd, and Tyler Eifert. Super Bowl. Joe Mixon. Just never happens, man.
Pipe down over there.
Packers.
Well, I'm gonna go Noah Fant to the Packers at 12. Okay. He's my tight end one. He's my first tight end off the board. I know you had Hawkinson going a little bit before this, but I just think obviously, you know, the pairing with we knew that the Packers were I think interested in, was it both Antonio Brown and OBJ or was it just Antonio Brown? Whatever. Either way, they're clearly
it's
looking
so
good.
Weird. They said they weren't interested in either of them, I think.
Yeah. It's a lie.
I don't know what was
it's a lie. You always say that when you don't get the guy. But always.
But also it can be said when.
Unless you're John Lynch, in which case he'll, you know, tell you the password to his bank account if you ask.
Wait
him
a minute. Can I go back a pick? I just realized something. I messed something up with the Bengals. Can I go back a pick?
I mean.
Will you allow it?
What are you doing? You have to explain it to me first.
Okay, I'm going to take Noah Fant off the board, and I'm going to put Kyler Murray on the board to the Bengals.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep. Oh, yep.
I'm ready to turn the page, brother. I'm ready to turn the page. Let's go Kyler Murray to the Bengals, get a new quarterback in there. Offense is fun, but you know, not fun enough. Let's get Kyler Murray out there. All right, you picked Noah Fant to the Packers, right?
Yeah, I did. And now, wait, are you up for the Packers?
Yeah, I'm up for the Packers unless you want to change that Noah Fant pick, did you?
Oh, no, of course not. I actually like my draft because I'm good at my job.
Wow. That's actually a pretty good shot. Now I can't go Fant because if I do, it looks like you put me in a real hard situation here. If I go fan, it looks like I'm giving you like major props, and I just am not about that life at all.
2019's been the year of John giving me more props than he's ever given me before.
Really, just the last 2 weeks, man. We need this year to end quick. It's going to swing back the other way here. All right, I'm down. I'm down with fan. It's happening.
All right, there fan we go. 12. Good stuff. It's too obvious. See, now we're up with Miami, right?
Yes.
I got Dwayne Haskins and I got Drew Lock on the board, okay?
Yeah, but here's the thing. But
I am a big fan of what Miami is doing, which is telling their season ticket holders to shove it straight up their butt because they ain't winning jack crap this year.
Well said.
So we're picking Jonah Williams here. Because Jonah's going to be there for when they pick a quarterback next year.
Oh, jeez. Will it happen next year, though? Will they be bad enough with Fitzmagic?
You know what? No.
Probably not.
No, they're not going to be.
I really don't know that they will be. Oh, boy. What are they going to do, man?
But, yeah, that's my strat here.
Okay. All right. I respect that.
John Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm here with the Miami Dolphins picking at let's see, number 13 overall. And, you know, to me, when I look at the Dolphins roster right now, I just think there's so many places to start. But when I do get that quarterback, and yes, it is not going to be in this class. I completely agree with you there. When I do get that quarterback, I'm going to want him to have a center who knows what he's doing and at least some interior offensive line who know what they're doing. And I think Garrett Bradbury is one of the best players in this class. So this one's easy for me. Garrett Bradbury, nice. 13. Let's get a pivot in there that knows what he's doing.
Sure.
They can stay on the field. I mean, they have not cared about that interior offensive line enough. They got to start building that puppy up. So that one's easy for me.
I'm going Ed Oliver here for the Falcons at 14, man. Ed Oliver's
it's so obvious, right? Like if
Ed Oliver's look, man, there have been a lot of like, and I know Ed Oliver's sliding because it seems like for the longest time, well, at the beginning of the year, it just seemed like, okay, Nick Bosa's going one, Ed Oliver's going two, or maybe you flip him. Like that's just the way it's going to be. And we kind of realized like, hey, there really aren't that many guys like Ed Oliver. He might not have the extreme dominant success that y'all are thinking that he might at the next level, but he's still a great football player, dude. Yeah. So I think that Ed Oliver's really going to – I think he's going to get picked between picks 5 and 15. It's going to be somewhere in between there, and somebody's just getting a really good football player. So Falcons get it here.
I have concerns about Ed Oliver's game, but, I mean, you're still talking about a guy who's top 20 for me, easy. So,
sure, yeah.
You know, do I think he should be in the conversation for 2-3 overall, which is where – you know, even 1 overall was where we were, you know, back at the beginning of the season, mm-hmm. you know, even in midseason, end of the season, whatever. No, but I still think this is a really good football player, and he can go – he could go in late in the top 10, or I just can't see him getting past Atlanta. I don't know. I know people talk about the 20s, but I don't know. Atlanta just makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're back up with Washington.
Oh, you picked Oliver, too. Okay, yeah, sorry. I thought we were just having an honest conversation. Right. Hakeem Butler.
Wow, okay. Very bold decision that I like a lot because this fills a huge need for them, and he's very good. My wide receiver, too. I think he's
going to be wide receiver 2 for me, but
who's in competition with him for you?
Arcega Whiteside's still up there, and who else? Somebody I can't think of off the top of my head. Oh, I guess Kelvin Harmon would have been the next one, but both are going to be higher than Kelvin Harmon. So, Okay. Yeah, Butler's probably going to be wide receiver 2. Yeah. Well,
Butler, I can just hear it already. By the way, when they draft Butler. The fans in Washington were taking Josh Dotson all over again just because they're big and long and lanky and fast, you know?
Well, Josh Johnson was also my wide receiver 1, so sick.
Yeah, that's a good point. So can we alternate picks here? Like, because, like, Butler's a good pick, and I want to pick him now, but, like, I don't want – so let me pick the Panthers first. Can I do that?
Okay. Oh, wait, are you picking Hakeem Butler for Washington? Just so we're clear that you copied me again.
Yeah, well,
all right, great. Yeah, okay.
I mean,
sure.
Yes, pick but also the like their next pick 3 for the needs where there was
pick for the Panthers. Yeah, pick for the Panthers.
All right, I'm picking for the Panthers, and I'm picking Cleveland Farrell because it's a great pick because he makes a ton of sense there. He fits their scheme, and this is right around the range where I would feel comfortable with Cleveland Farrell coming off the board. So,
yeah,
Carolina Panther, pretty good pick, huh? It's funny when you.
Oh, that is a good pick. I'm picking Cody Ford for them.
He's off the board for me, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cody Ford's a good pick for the Panthers.
You picking the Giants too? You picking the Giants?
No, go ahead. Well, you go back to back here, and then I'll switch.
Oh man, I should have made this easier myself. And
are you going with quarterback here? Or?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely not. Wait, who did I pick for him at six? Oh, Brian Burns.
I know who I'm picking for him. I already have it. I already have my fingers on the button right now. If you pick him, I technically called it first. Speak.
I'm gonna give him Rashawn Gary.
Okay, good. I'm giving him Montez Sweat.
They doubled up on edge for me, but like I don't care what you think, so.
Oh, I do think that's dumb, but I mean, it's edge, so it's fine. But they just
That's what
drafted
I'm
Lorenzo
saying.
Carter, so it's like, how are they all gonna?
I
But
mean, they can all play. It's fine. Rashawn
yeah.
Gary's going to play three tech.
Oh, there you go. That makes sense, actually. Montez Sweat is who I'm going with. Sweat and Lorenzo Carter, those are your edges, and then I got Cody Ford with their first pick. So I feel like they're okay with that. I mean, I don't think either. I don't know if those
That'll be
guys
all
are
right.
game changers, but I've kind of have some reservations about Sweat. So this is early for me to take him, but edge defender need is huge for the Giants. I have to take that into consideration, and I'm not that worried about the Sweat heart thing unless more information comes out. It looked like they looked at it and they were like, it's
Yeah,
pretty
I mean, if they
minor,
let him run,
right? I
then he
mean,
should be
Hurst
okay.
just played a full rookie season. We haven't heard anything about a concern with him, and like he
Right.
balled out, and I don't think he missed a game even. Like, and it's like he was fine. So, and he his was worse because he wasn't allowed to be at the combine, and he fell to the fifth round because, and still it didn't matter. So, I don't know. I'm just hesitant to care until there's more info. I mean, I hope he obviously is doing well health wise, but I mean, I'm assuming if he was allowed to work out at the combine and then crushed it like that, and I guess it wasn't a surprise they knew about it. He played with it like. I don't know. This feels like reactionary to kind of move him right now. So I think
Garrett
you can still go
Bradbury for
top 10.
me. Garrett
Oh,
Bradbury for me
Bradbury.
going to
Yeah,
Minnesota.
good pick. Good pick.
Easy.
Oh, man. This is hard. This is really hard. I have
It's
a
not.
hard time with the Vikings because, well, Bradbury's off the board for me, remember? I have a
Yeah, it's
hard
still
time with the
easy.
Vikings. I have a hard time with the Vikings because I have to separate. Like, I can't give them a guy that isn't their type of player. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't do it even if I had him high. Like, I couldn't give him Cody Ford. I just don't. He's not a. Like, they only draft, like, these elite athlete mobile guys on the offensive line. So I couldn't
Pick's
do it
still
even if
easy.
I liked Cody Ford when I was here. But you're right. The pick is still pretty easy because, in my opinion, Chris Lindstrom's one of the better players in the draft. Easy fit for his own scheme. I know he's probably not going to go this high, but they need a ton of help on the interior offensive line. They just lost Nick Easton, too, who's going to start for them. Lindstrom plug and play.
Nick Easton.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Lindstrom, so he makes him better right away. And he's not a raw guy. Like they're out here drafting these raw guys every year. Like, get a guy who can play right away. All
Monday Night
right,
Raw?
Tennessee.
Like Monday Night Raw? Or.
Yeah, exactly like that, actually, yeah.
Do you watch wrestling? Were you
No,
WWE?
I'm not. I mean, I know what you're talking about, but I'm not like dumb.
I was going to ask you if you were a Monday Night Raw or a
I'm not.
Thursday Night SmackDown guy,
No,
but
yeah. Sorry.
I guess you're neither, which is worse.
No preferences there.
Yeah. I remember when I was growing up, sorry, I'm sidetracking this, but when I was growing up, like Monday Night Raw
Still
always
an
came on
ongoing
at
process for you, by the way, growing up.
Monday Night Raw came on at 9 o'clock on a Monday and went from like 9 to 11, but my bedtime was like 10, so I could never watch all Monday Night Raw and all the good stuff happened in the second hour. But Thursday Night SmackDown started at 8 and went till 10, so I could see all the good stuff.
How long did you do this wrestling thing?
I don't know. I mean, like, I sort of paid attention to it, like, ish. Like into high school, but I was super big into it in middle school, like super big into it.
Okay. All right.
Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle days.
I can get on board with that.
Anyways, sorry.
I'm a
Cleveland
big
Farrell
fan.
going to the Tennessee Titans because I think it's a really good compliment on the other side of Harold Landry, who could be more of a speed rusher, and I think Cleveland Farrell can be more of a full-time like five tech guy.
Oh, I'm fresh out of edge rushers. I can't feel Rashawn Gary with this fit or this high. Jakai Polite, I just don't trust him. I like Winovich, but not this high. Yeah, I used up my edge
Winovich.
rushers early because it's a position that matters, and that's what teams will do. Man, I like Eric McCoy a lot. This feels a little high, but I really like him. This is a big need for them too, so it could definitely be a direction that they go in. Wide receiver position too. I don't believe that's been fully addressed. I don't know that you're counting on who they signed somebody, right? They got
Who?
Corey Davis there, Tennessee. They got Corey Davis there. Taywan Taylor, you think is good, but he's
Adam
not.
Humphries.
Yeah, Adam Humphries is there to play a slot. I still think they could use another weapon. Tight end could be an option for them, but the top two are off the board. Wouldn't rule out interior D-line or corner, but I know fans will kill me if I do that. So I am going to go with little Deebo Samuel action here. Let's get a guy who can catch, run after the catch a little bit. Let's get a weapon in the passing game. I'm feeling Deebo Samuel to the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
Pittsburgh.
Hold on.
Do I get to pick? So I get to pick Pittsburgh first here.
Oh, okay. I mean, sure.
Okay. I'm going with Devin Bush. He's still on the board. Fills a huge need. Yeah, they love him. Easy. Yeah. Well, he's not on the board for you, right? I'm trying to think of spots Devin Bush could come off the board between.
No.
I guess it depends.
I'm picking TJ Hockenson for the Steelers.
Whoa. That is a weird pick, but
yeah, it is. But it's the right one.
I mean, that would be the ultimate conflict for me. I love TJ Hockenson. The Steelers not addressing any of their four major needs would make me scream. But you've put me in conflict once again, sir. Seattle Seahawks. Oh, boy. What are you doing to me, fellas? You know, at the end of the day, Trevor, even though safety is a big position of need for them, and some of the ones on the board.
Oh, okay.
This is a place that makes sense for Rashawn Gary, is it not?
Sure, yeah.
I believe this is where he could be, that he could reach his peak, a team like Seattle. So yeah. I just like the fit, so I'm going to do it, even if it's high for him.
I'm going with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. So
it's a good fit. I like that a lot.
Thanks, I think so too.
Baltimore? Oh, Baltimore. What are you doing, fellas? Do you even care about wide receivers? What do you care about? Running the football and then anything else? Or just not really sure what to make of this team, man. You could go a couple different directions here. I mean, honestly, they kind of need edge now. But I just keep, I mean, like, are we really about to roll into the season? Like, they just didn't even make any effort to address wide receiver. I can't really get over that.
Screw it. I'm still going Kelvin Harmon. Don't care.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. 4640, here we go.
Don't care.
He is my next ranked wide receiver.
He's a good wide receiver. Don't care.
Yeah. He is a good player. There's no question. This is too early for linebacker for me, too early for a lot of different positions. They don't have any need for corner. I don't like the edge guys that are here as a fit for them. You know what? I'm torn. This could really be the spot for Eric McCoy. I'm really tempted to go there.
Oh, man.
I'm going to do it.
Wow.
I'm going to do it. Eric McCoy. Let's get absolutely crazy with this mock. Eric McCoy to Baltimore.
I thought about that. But honestly, if you want me to be honest, when I told you that the pick was obvious for you with Minnesota at 18.
You were thinking McCoy.
And you picked Lynchrum. I think it's McCoy. Because McCoy is also who I'm going with here with the Houston Texans. McCoy is freaking good.
Okay.
He's really good.
Yeah, he is good. Yeah, I mean, I was one of the first people to watch him, I think. But, yeah, I just first heard you on our own podcast. Incredible.
Thanks.
Anytime.
I hate it.
Dalton Reisner to me to the Houston Texans. Dalton freaking Reisner, man. I don't know where he's going to end up playing in the NFL or what position they're going to value him at, but he is a good offensive lineman who brings a mentality. He's going to walk into Houston, and he's going to be like, what are these dudes doing here? And Nick Martin's going to be like, brother, help me. I need to change this culture. And then they're going to start to. Little by little, those two will chip away, I think. But
that's fair.
Yikes.
Greedy Williams going to the Raiders for me.
Wow.
He's still on the board.
Very bold move, very risky. I still have not drafted a corner.
At all? Jesus, dude. Get it together.
This is where the first one's going to come off the board. Well, actually, I lied. Oh? This isn't. Joshua Jacobs is an Oakland Raider. He fills a huge need there. He's the best running back in the draft. He's a great player. I know they have other bigger needs, but I just don't like any of the players at those spots as much. I think Jacobs is, in terms of value for where he's on my board, this is a steal. I know he's a running back, and they don't matter. I get it. He's also going to catch the football at a really high level, and he's going to pass protect. So I'm fine with it.
I'm going to go
Terrific. I agree. Next.
I'm going to go with Nasir Adderley for Philly.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
My cursor is literally over Nasir Adderley right now.
Philly. You should probably take down the security camera I have in your office.
Wow. That is, I'm not even in my office, so this just got even weirder.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. It's the other camera.
Switch cameras. Man, I'm so torn here. You know, here's the thing. This is all about fits, right? I like doing this fits. I don't go even off my board when we do this. Even if, you know, it's a player you like, it's, you know, all this. I get it. I'm trying to find a fit that makes sense. I know they're real excited about that rugby guy at tackle in Philadelphia. but here's the thing. Oh, shoot. Was Christian Wilkins still on the board for me, too?
Yeah.
I got all kinds of decisions to make here, man. Oh, boy. We're about to pray about this.
Don't take Christian Wilkins away from Chris Ballard at 26.
I'm not going to, honestly. I'm going to stick with what I was going to originally do here. I'm going Andre Dillard to develop at left tackle.
Oh, that's gross, brother. Good
coaching situation.
Bro, you're replacing a rugby guy with a guy who can't play?
I'm not replacing the rugby guy. Dillard can absolutely play.
Wow.
He needs work, but he's going to get the chance to do that because they got Peters and Lane Johnson. So,
just kidding.
Just chill over there. Indianapolis.
Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah. Simmons is still so good. People are like, if he's there at 50, well, I'm like, yeah, well, if you pass them on him in the second round, you're dumb. Like, if you need an interior defensive lineman, you pass on the second round, you're stupid. Like, he's good. Like, he's that good. You're talking about a top five player in the class.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's obvious tape. Like, he's awesome. And yeah, it's just, I don't get it. The Colts, for me, with Christian Wilkins still on the board, even though I think Simmons is a better player.
That's super easy.
Yeah, this is obvious. Obvious, their number one need and clearly the best player on the board for me.
Josh Jacobs with the Raiders' second pick. So the Raiders' haul for me is Josh Jacobs, Greedy Williams, and Josh Allen.
Nice. I am going to go – this is weird. I am also going to – I'm going to go Greedy Williams here. So I've got Jacobs – we've got the same three, right?
Jesus Christ.
But we switched. I went Jacobs first. You went Greedy first. And then you went Jacobs and copied me, and I went Greedy and copied you. Huh. Weird.
Ain't nobody doing any copying here. Sure. All right, so I'm going to make this pick just because I think it's going to steal your pick.
Can I go first?
No, Jerry Tillery.
That's a good pick. That's a really good pick. I like that a lot.
No,
I still have Simmons on the board.
So
I could go that direction.
You almost had it, folks.
I'm kind of. I would really like to give the Chargers Byron Murphy too, but I'm not gonna. I'm gonna withhold. I'm gonna restrain myself. They could honestly use a wideout too. They lost a couple wideouts. Let me think about this for a second.
Don't you pray about it.
Yep, we're gonna go with Simmons. We sought the Lord, and he told us Jeffrey Simmons was the answer.
All right. How do you feel about this one? 29, Kansas City Chiefs. Justin Lane, cornerback, Michigan State.
Feel really bad about it.
Love it.
Feel like you just did egregiously bad things. Nah. Byron Murphy, no-brainer. Chiefs get the most talented corner, but the best cornerback day one in the draft. The best cornerback day one. There's other guys with more talent. He may get passed up. I don't know when, but he may get passed up. Right now, Murphy's the best cornerback in the class right now.
I'm going to go with did Green Bay fortify their edge at all in the offseason or no?
Oh, yeah. Za'Darius Smith.
They
can still draft an edge for sure. I don't think it's out of the question to draft an edge. But they got Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith. And they have Fackrell coming back, too.
Nah, I'm going to go Dalton Risner. Top three. Here. I'm good on Risner.
Risner's a good pick because Bulaga just can't stay healthy, and
Risner
can play right guard and kick over to right tackle. You know, I think it makes a ton of sense for Green Bay. I think fans will actually like that too. Okay, Green Bay for me, safety is a huge need. I think I know they signed Adrian Amos, but he can play both safety spots, no question. I would love to pair him with a Nasir Adderley type of playmaker. I think it makes a ton of sense for Green Bay. So Adderley is my pick to the Packers at number 30.
Montez Sweat's still on the board for me, so this one's super easy. Montez Sweat to the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, man, I am really tempted to try and pull that Ja'Kai Polite trigger, but I just cannot, man. The man just scared. Like, I can't believe.
Yeah, but St. Louis would be a good system for him.
It
like,
would be.
And I'm not talking about, like, even, like, scheme system. I'm talking about, like, the culture, the locker room, the coaches, that thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't disagree with you, but at the same time, I don't agree with you enough to make him the pick. Let's put it that way. I do, however, I know that corner is a huge need, and DeAndre Baker is on the board here, and you talked about the culture fit, and I really don't think DeAndre Baker's going to go in the first round. I think there are some concerns here with him in terms of his character, but I do think LA is one of the places where he would adapt and play to the best of his ability. So going with DeAndre Baker, I don't necessarily feel unbelievable about it, but I think this is his best chance at survival in the NFL. Patriots, am I picking or you?
I mean, you can. You want to start it off?
Sheesh.
You're not
Chase Winovich
steal my
feels
pick,
like a
so
lazy pick here.
You're not going to steal my pick, so you can pick whoever you want.
Still got a bunch of good wide receivers on the board. I just completely snubbed the quarterback position. Didn't even care about it, which, I mean, there's a reason why. Okay. All right. We're doing it. Jerry Tillery.
TikTok.
Jerry Tillery.
Mm.
It's done.
That's good. That's a good pick.
It's done.
If I'm the Patriots, I'm doing whatever I need to do to trade my first-round pick for Josh Rosen. If the Cardinals are in any way thinking that that's a thing.
How do you trade it for a guy who's not available, though?
Okay, but if he is in any way available and I'm the Patriots, I'm doing whatever I can to get Josh Rosen on my football team. And if not, at 32, I'm picking Drew Lock.
Wow. So you believe in Drew Lock?
I think that Drew Lock, so like I have Dwayne Haskins and Drew Lock on the board right now. I'm probably still going to have Haskins as the high-rated quarterback, but I think that Drew Lock's arm is obviously better. And Drew Lock under Tom Brady and Bill Belichick with his arm ceiling, I like as a potential pick because nothing really matters for the Patriots right now other than kind of like building beyond Brady because Brady clearly just makes up for so many deficiencies on the roster. And
it doesn't matter how bad they are, yeah.
I would like for them to like in this last pick of the first round, if they can get a good quarterback, like if Drew Lock or Dwayne Haskins is still here, they're not going to be, obviously. But like if they were,
right,
I wouldn't hesitate. Like this would be my pick up on the Patriots. To get Drew Lock to sit behind Tom Brady for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
And you picking Drew Lock at the end of round one means you get that fifth year option.
Right.
So
right. I could see somebody trading up for it if he was there anyway, if it wasn't New England, but okay. All right. You tell us whose mock you thought was better, ladies and gentlemen, as you listen, and especially with an ear toward your own team, at least, tell us which mock group you liked for your own team or pick you liked for your own team. If you just have one pick in the first round, let us know what you thought of the podcast. And of that, you can leave us reviews over at iTunes, reviews and ratings. We all greatly appreciate those. And we'll be back more throughout the rest of the week. We got pro day. We still got some more free agency. I know stuff trickling down. We got pro days. I think Alabama's pro days this week. We're going to talk about that. We got to go live on Twitch Tuesday night as well. So we got lots of fun stuff lined up for you guys. So until then, keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.